Blog Talk Radio.
At the count of three, I want y'all to tell me the name of my DJ. One, two, three.
Yo, I gotta hear that one more time, man. One, two, three. Yeah, boy, for all those that didn't understand Terminator X.
Welcome to Ruffling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez, going solo tonight. A whole lot of shit going on with this political world, basically. And it's just time for a motherfucker revolution. It's gonna happen, basically. Like they say, it's not going to be televised. It's going to happen. These riots are basically the revolution right now. And we definitely need to take back our government, basically, to put black agenda first, reparations to protect also black people from these horrible lynchings. We need police reform. We need to dismantle the police. I believe that also. We just got to take over this, back over this country, basically. It's going to happen in the third party because the two-party system has failed. It's a joke. It's basically like the WWE, basically. Both established parties are run by corporations, the same one, basically. They put on entertainment, just like those Kente Ghana scars that Nancy Pelosi and the other establishment took a knee. That was bullshit right there. Most of them not black, basically. Couldn't even get her 80-year-old ass up off the floor. It's just horrible. And we just got to end. Of course, white supremacy is still running. Wow, it got to be stopped. We got to put an end to that shit, basically. And, of course, there's some coons running around this country, basically. The Candace Owens, the Sheriff Clarks of the world. They not going to get it, basically. They know where they are, basically. They the ass kissers, you know, or the Republican Party or whatever, you know. You know, they going to be up for a Coon Train Award. We just got to take back and fuck the six top media. They not benefiting none of us for black people. Fox, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the ABCs, the CBS of the world, they don't represent us, basically. That's why it's more independent media on YouTube and also black media, basically, that tells the truth. And these established politicians, they're not right about this COVID-19. If you want to hear results, go to the CDC, basically. It's not going to work, basically. They all about greed, and they don't give a fuck if any of us die from that shit or have it. They don't care about people suffering out here, 40 million people out of jobs, and all types of shit. About 84 people can't afford a $1,000 emergency. No UBI, no Medicare for all. And, of course, Bernie Sanders, he's just using that independent thing, basically. He's more, basically, he's a part of the Democratic Party. He just used independent for TV, basically. If he was independent, he would have ran on a third party, basically. He's not fighting for us, basically. He would have been fighting the DNC that he got screwed in, from 2020 from Joe Biden. He laid down the Joe Biden, basically. He was just a tool to get us over to the Democratic Party. It's just time for the Dream Party to branch out. Whoever the one is, Dariel Hunter or Howie Hawkins, just got to take the ball and go forward. And it's just crazy, the shit. Also, the Green Party need to be aligned with our revolution, and poor people's campaign need to come together for the Green Party, basically. It's just time. We just got to take this country back, basically. Biden not going to help. Damn sure Trump is not going to help. And we just got to take it back, basically. We need all hands on deck. It's going to continue being that riots for justice, for police violence. Another thing, poverty. We was held back for over 400 years. It's time, basically. We need a rent and mortgage strike. We need an everything strike. Why can't we be like Canada with no corporations and they look out for their citizens with $2,000 a month until the pandemic is over. We can't even get it here. Of course, they fetch us that horrible $1,200, like a mouse, a cheese on a crab, basically. So that ain't going to do shit for no one. And it's crazy. It's, I've been exit the Democratic Party. Democrat exit represents the billionaires by money they paid and bought by about 85% of them, basically. Of course, you got the AOCs of the world and the Tulsi Gabbards and others, but they can't fight this, the Democratic establishment. It's too many of them. And they don't care about the black agenda, the Democratic establishment. They making sure no Democrat, socialists, or progressives get in their way, basically. And still, it's 2020. Why is it only a token black man as a Democratic senator and a token black woman? I said half black, and she's Indian, Kamala Harris. And it just needs to, it's like it's hard to get more black people in the Democratic seats of the Senate. And it seems like the U.S. Congress, that's more diversity. Of course, that's like the secondary tier that it's easy to get in there and stuff. They making it's still racism in this country, basically. Even, that's all I know, is only just two black governors. One in Virginia and the one in New York, and I don't know that many. That's it. It seemed like it. And it just needs to, it's so much racism, basically. Make sure it's not another black governor. We need more black governors that are progressive, that's for the black agenda. We need way more black U.S. senators that are progressive, basically. Okay. Okay, if it has to be the Green Party, independent, progressive, independent thinkers. The shit is crazy, y'all. It's fake. Besides other news, NXT TakeOver was good. Very good. Very good show, basically. The only thing I didn't agree of that Tyrion should have pinned Charlotte Flair. Not Ripley. Ripley doesn't need to be have the pin on her. Basically, it's like they protecting Charlotte Flair again for Ric Flair, basically. Triple H is tight with Ric Flair. And I guess Vince probably had that. It's heavy on her. She's a blonde and a Flair. And it's like, what's the point? They should have had a one-on-one, Io Shirai and Charlotte Flair. And it's like it don't care, basically. And I could see the difference between NXT students and roster in the crowd on an NXT show compared to the main roster of Raw and SmackDown, because Triple H let them be who they are out there in the crowd. But when it comes to Vince McMahon, he wants to control them, basically, to do what he want to do and stuff. And it felt like they don't be into the Raw and the SmackDown, and it's just horrible, basically. And then on top of that, they suffering through the 8 or 10 hour tapings, and the only time they get to sit down is during commercial breaks. And it been complaints from most of them, and Vince just care about himself. And of course, he's not going to back off from the Trump or the Super PACs and the Linda McMahon, still the big bunny donors of Trump. They're not going to do nothing, even though most of their roster tell them to disband from the situation what Trump did with the peaceful protesters in D.C., them being attacked by the troops and stuff, and and the cops, and it's just time. It's just that I guess they playing that political game also, in which they don't care. They making money from TV deals off of Fox and USA. That will get them basically over $1 billion for the next 4 more years. And also, their raw ratings are low. Again, the fourth worst all-time record. 1.7 million viewers. And they said a pandemic, of course, but it's other things. It's the same, most of the same garbage. Of course, that's interest with Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley. It's like they have a feud back since they was in TNA 3.5 years ago, and that's kind of interesting itself also. And it's just nothing there on Raw and, of course, SmackDown. Also, Adam Cole's contract is up in the next 2 months, and they talking about AEW since he's dating Britt Baker, basically. That's his girl, so he'll probably go over there. He's friends with the Young Bucks since the Bullet Club days of Ring of Honor in New Japan. But Triple H and Michaels is heavily higher on him, and he's prepared to be the next Shawn Michaels. And it depends on, I don't think he's going to ask for a 5-year deal, maybe a 3-year deal, but Vince wants a 5-year deal, basically. But AEW, he will have a lighter schedule at AEW also. And on top of that, that's the main event show. It's like NXT is still the developmental system, regardless. He'll be misused kind of way when he goes to the main roster, even though it'll be hokey kind of. But maybe he still definitely have a chance to have the top spot, of course, on SmackDown. Basically that title has to go, the Universal title. They should have used just the WWE title for both shows, or even bring back the WCW World Heavyweight belt, basically. More credit than this, than that Universal belt that hasn't done anything to generate anything. Congratulations on JoJo and Bray Wyatt on that second child. Yes, he hasn't been on TV doing that for the last several weeks because of that. Impact Wrestling finally, they've been putting on shows through the pandemic, good shows for the last 3.5 months. Very consistent. Definitely looking forward to all these 24 guys that got released on WWE, that some of them could be in the Impact Wrestling during Slammiversary. But EC3 seems like he's a lot, that he teased it on Twitter. He's back with the company. He'll show up. Of course, Rhino hinted about Heath Slater, talking about kids. And it seemed like he's going to be possibly the surprise for Rhino's tag team partner. They're going to align themselves again for a tag team. It seemed like he's a lock for Impact. Drew Gallows and Carl Anderson, that's going to be right there, the negotiations right there. Impact wants him
I'm not sure about AEW, how their budget is. They have so many. They got FTR right now. And then also New Japan is interested in Gallows, and they tease that. But they could work out a deal like a Jericho or John Moxley deal, that they work New Japan and still possibly be with Impact Wrestling. That could be a good deal right there. That would help definitely generate more views for Impact Wrestling. Also, Rusev could be a huge star in both companies, AEW or Impact Wrestling, or even New Japan right there. A huge main event, they would use in the right way. He'll probably be called Alexander Rusev. We'll see. Their no compete clause is up on in the next 3 to 4 weeks. That's when the pay per view starts for Slammiversary for Impact Wrestling. Of course, Rockstar Spud, Drake Maverick not going to be there because he re-signed with WWE. Eric Young, it seems like he could be part of Impact Wrestling also. He's been there before, and he's close with Scott D'Amore. We'll see him back, definitely. Maybe a few others also they have also. But AEW, last pay-per-view was very good. Even at TV shows this week was good, definitely. Good build-up with Inner Circle and the six-man between them and Orange Cassidy and Best Friends. Very good right there. And he basically juiced a good part of right there, Orange Cassidy. They basically humanized his character very good. Well, basically, it got over with the crowd. The show is amazing, basically. And right now they're teasing Colt Cabana being part of the Dark Order, and Brody Lee's been recruiting him, basically, and he went in this time the Hill entrance to follow them, basically. And this could lead to something right here, definitely very interesting. Even they have Cody Rhodes taking on Jack Swagger next week for the TV title. And I hope it gets more viewers because people don't want to see former WWE guys wrestle that much at AEW that much. But I just hope it don't beat a low rating, basically. It's going to be a good match, but hopefully these hardcore fans stayed instead of switching to NXT. Even though NXT is good right there, and without NXT being on it, they would have had over 1 million viewers. Dynamite, AEW Dynamite. Well, they got a real... I just don't get it. They can watch NXT anytime on a network or any other place for a replay. But AEW has the 18 to 49 viewer, basically. Way more than the NXT television. Basically about to end the night. We'll be back next week. And I'm out, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wayne Benitez. Later.
My next number.
Man, fuck them niggas.
Bitch, I'm down with no limit. I ride for the cause. I'm the nigga on the tank with the big fucking balls. And if anybody fuck with Snoop Doggy Dog, I'ma make his niggas put his name on the wall. And everywhere I go, I got Mr. Magic here. Because I know that nigga don't care. He'll have that red shit pouring out your hell. Nigga, any fucking time, nigga, any fucking well. Make him bleed is the motto that I live by. If you fuck with me, it's a must you die. Them niggas might can run, but them niggas can't hide. It's like shooting yourself. It's a suicide. KLC got to be hitting hard like birth. Niggas in the know ya, know I'm as Big Hurt. Just like Soldier Slim, he'll put you in the dirt and have your picture on front of a t-shirt. And when I make moves, I got 100 niggas with me, just in case a nigga out there trying to get me. All my niggas is down to squeeze a trigger. That's why I'm down for my motherfucking niggas.
Got my buddy in this motherfucker. Leave a nigga bloody in this motherfucker. We in the cutty, motherfucker. You done too much. You got it coming, motherfucker. Some of these niggas is bitches too. And some of these niggas look just like you. Well, where I'm from, we like to ride on hoes. Do it from the shoulders, I do it from the toes. I do my dirt off on my lonely. See murder and magic, hell yeah, they my motherfucking homies. So when shit get thick and foggy, and niggas wanna act like they wanna get with Snoop Dogg, let me let you niggas know. Shit, fuck what you going through and fuck what you stand for.
Fuck the mother niggas, fuck the mother niggas, I'm down for my niggas. Fuck the mother niggas, I ride for my niggas, I die for my niggas, man. Fuck the mother niggas, fuck the mother niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. Fuck the mother niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. Fuck the mother niggas.